Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Do Not Publish This Trending Episode. It is courtesy of super producer Anna Hosnier, who pointed out that Ivana Trump, the article announcing her passing by the ABC News, was titled Do Not Pub, Ivana Trump, ex-wife of former President Trump, dies at age 73. I know that they do that. They write obits ahead of time so they have them ready to go in case of the breaking news.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the trending items, Ivana.
That is
Trump.
One of the trending items. Yeah. I'm Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miles, just take me there. What are you feeling now that the ex-wife of Donald Trump is dead?
I don't know. I don't have many feelings about this. Maybe the children will have human feelings for the first time in a long time about this. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, oh, 73. I thought in my mind she was older, but I think that's just more like my 90s brain of like seeing her in like film, like cameo roles and like TV shows. And that's Ivana Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know who else just died? Hundreds of thousands of people that I don't know.
Wow.
So, yeah. I don't
know. Damn, those James Webb telescope pictures really fucked you up, huh?
I don't know. This feels like I've always had a tough time having any thoughts or feelings around somebody like a
That's why I'm like
Ivana Trump.
I was like, well, why'd you put me in that position? Like, I'm not gonna start crying, but I'm not gonna be like, yo, rest in piss, fam. Like, so
it was very unfair of me.
It almost felt like, yeah, Miles, what's your take on them? Like,
just saying the most eloquent thing before we started recording about the meaning of
life.
Yeah, definitely younger than I thought. But apparently ABC News was ready for it. So,
yeah. And meanwhile, you know, Trump is saying he's ready to go.
I've decided. President. I little cute tease. I've decided what I'm going to do. I can't tell you.
Wow. You can't tell us, huh?
Yeah.
No way.
No way. I wonder what it is.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. What is he going to do?
Could you imagine? He's like, I've decided it's about time I step aside. And we're like, what the fuck?
No. That would be
that would be worse news, I feel like. It's like, oh no. Like they're moving towards fascism efficiently.
Right. At least it'll be sloppy this way.
Yeah. Sloppy steaks abound.
Murtaugh. The guy. So we talked about this when it was first entering the headlines. Like, so to recap, a guy who was like one of the most powerful people in a town in South Carolina, who was a legacy like district attorney or like one of those official attorney positions, had all the power in the court system in the city. His son and wife were found murdered on his farm. And everyone was like, that's so weird. And then people like started realizing that that son had killed somebody in a drunk boating accident that he had to like cover up. And then they were like, maybe he did it. And also there's a bunch of other mysterious deaths from this farm. Like, so
the housekeeper whose body they're going to exhume to re-examine.
Yeah. She like mysteriously fell from an extreme height while working at their house.
Yeah.
And also somebody else was found on like a street that ran through their property with like the back of their head missing. I think people were like, it's pretty consistent with somebody who's
been shot,
you know, been shot in the head. And they were like, no, it was just he got hit by a car. Yeah. Like, huh?
And it's like one of those things where like outwardly when you read like just what's out there for journalists to publish, you're like, this looks like absolute all roads are leading to this guy. But because of like his outsized power and influence, like it's like, yeah, now they're like, yeah, okay, so he might have done all that shit. But I get it. Look, that's how investigations work. And we're merely just podcasters who believe we can solve crimes from listening to in a couple episodes of stuff. But yeah, what's really fucking murky story.
Yeah, and so it's hitting our news desk here at the Daily Zeitgeist again because they have charged him with killing his wife and son. He's been in prison. He also like tried to stage his own assassination, like fake assassination. He basically hired somebody to like shoot him in the head but like miss and just give him a graze wound. Just a real mess.
This like, was like after the family, the law firm determined he was stealing money that this happened so he could try and give the surviving son a $10 million like life insurance payout.
A testament to both how corrupt a place can be and also how sloppy like absolute power makes you, you know? This guy's
idea that like you could be like, I think we need to look into them, and like a lot of people say like, you don't want to bark up that tree. You're like, well, then that shows we have a terribly flawed system when you can't bark up a tree because you're investigating like an actual legitimate crime.
But yeah, not the amazing cover up that he probably thought it was going to be when he set out to do the thing.
It's the thing that privilege does to you, makes you sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Texas is trending because Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over allowing abortions during medical emergencies.
Which, like, again, the like forced birth violence continues where, like, there's like, there, what is even the logic of that?
Right.
You know, like, because if, you know, if the person carrying the pregnancy dies, then the fetus would too.
Right.
I don't know if I'm not fully a doctor, not understand that, but that's the logic path I'm following. So it's like, well, then fuck it. Everybody can have a terrible outcome is sort of like what the thrust of that kind of lawsuit says. But really,
yeah,
I think just underlines how just single-minded they are about exerting as much control over people as possible, even when it like makes no sense. And doctors are like, what do I do? Like,
right.
What am I supposed to do? And like many doctors are like, remember your fucking oath first versus like all these bizarre laws people are throwing down. But I'm sure that it's terrifying to even think they've made my oath a potential, like opens me up for a potential crime because of these people and their fucking.
They do like to prosecute a doctor. I will say that.
Yeah.
They, it practicing medicine in the United States, already not great and only getting not greater with this shit. So yeah, it's just wild how far down the path they are, that they just don't give a fuck. It's not about people. It's about like winning an argument and proving your, you know, anti-choice bona fides with your fucking Republican gun club buddies.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back, and it's Bastille Day.
Huh.
No reason to note that other than just putting it out there.
Just letting you know. Google it.
Google
some
it.
Some cool stuff.
Maybe take some pointers.
What happened?
Go to,
what do we know?
Ken Paxton's house, and then, I don't know, just check out what happened on Bastille Day.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Real, real big stuff happening. 1789, they stormed the Bastille. This is what, like, most people can, that's like the French National Day, right? Or is that our perception of the holiday from outside of France?
It's a great question, Miles. I don't know.
Yeah, and see, and that's why we're called ignorant guys from America, talking about their holidays. But yeah, it's quite a day to celebrate.
Yeah. I think it is the, so actually, like, if I'm remembering correctly, Miles, Bastille Day is the common name given in English speaking countries to what is basically the National Day of France.
Ah, okay, right. I mean, I get it, because it kicks off their revolution, so it's kick off your revolution day.
In France, it is not formally called Fête Nationale Française.
Oh.
You knew that, though.
I mean, I didn't, honestly. I'm going to hold my hand up and say I didn't know that. So thank you for
Thank you, Wikipedia. Daniel Kaluuya confirms he is still producing a live-action Barney film.
Good. So
all good there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how did everyone get into films? Watching kids' films. I don't want to restrict myself to the limitations of what I'm perceived as.
Yeah. And also, I'm not going to restrict my bag.
Yeah.
You know, hell yeah. Are you kidding? I feel like everyone's like, everybody hears about like celebrities who vanish and like, oh yeah, they became filthy rich making kids' shows. That's where they went. And you're like, oh shit, for real?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I like that. That's like when I was like, what happened to the Aquabats? And they're like, yeah, they made Yo Gabba Gabba. Like, that's like a couple guys from that band did that. And now they're not having to sell rash guards in a CD liner notes to fucking eighth graders. Like,
yeah. He's also about to be a Nope. So he's not, I feel like he's not going anywhere.
No, I'm not saying he is, but I'm just saying like, the business potential of making successful children's content has been proven.
Oh yeah, these kids are ripe for the plucking, man. Oh,
oh Barney. Yeah. Oh, I'm in there, man. I got it. We're cleaning the fuck up with this Barney reboot.
It's like catnip for these little fuckers, you know.
I'm sure, like that's how his agent was telling him about it. Right. He's like, nah, man. I'm kind of interested in like actually making kids stuff. Like it fills me with a sense of joy. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah,
me too,
exactly, man.
Me fucking
We're gonna
too.
Fucking make a killing.
I'm telling you, my fucking blood starts just pumping when I see those zeros, man, from the checks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the inspiration of capturing childhood whimsy in the form of a cinematic feature or whatever you're saying, Daniel.
But he is also not returning for Black Panther 2, which I think people are
is
a little
that bad?
Sad about.
What that means. I mean, I know that he's not going to be like that. Does that mean the character got written out or he's like, man, I hate working with some of these people?
I think they said they're going to just write around it. They're not going to like recast it or anything. But.
Oh, he had to back out because of Nope.
Oh, okay.
I think that makes more sense if that's really what's happening here. Okay. Cause they're like, he's not coming back. But then there's like a People magazine thing. It's like Daniel Kaluuya reveals he had to bow out of Black Panther 2 due to Nope scheduling conflict.
One of our super producers is saying that he fired all of his agents to work with a like non-agent soul healer.
Oh,
lady.
That's right.
So
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Thank you, Anna, for that reminder. That's right. And everyone's like, what is happening to Daniel? Okay.
He was also born in 89, so he was like kind of peak Barney, you know? Like Barney was probably very foundational for
him.
Oh,
yeah. You fucking heavy with Barney.
Yeah.
I missed Barney by like 7 months, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Black Panther and hello to Purple Dinosaur.
There it is.
Daniel Kaluuya has decided. I just want to be like a reporter for Entertainment Weekly or Entertainment Tonight.
Just for those terrible constructions.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Just doing the transitions that we have to do sometimes on the Daily Zeitgeist, giving me a morbid fascination.
I feel like we could shit out those without even thinking. Like I could probably do 700 of those in a day if I had.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
no,
low
for sure.
Hanging fruit pun twists. Oh yeah. Sign me up.
From like, you know, fun story about how Jurassic Park Dominion is doing at the box office to like the death of Ivana Trump. Like,
right.
You just have to.
It's like, here's someone.
Find it.
Or you just be like, someone who also won't be returning for the sequel. And you're like, ugh. But I'm like, what do you want? That's what you pay me for. Okay.
Right.
I never said they were elegant. I just said they made sense, even if they were caustic and offensive.
I've known people who write for like those sorts of shows and they're talented writers who are just like, yeah, man, whatever.
Golden handcuffs.
I got a nice apartment in the Upper West Side.
It's true. I feel like a lot of people get caught. I mean, it's not bad, but you know, at a certain point, like you're
if you have like a great golden handcuff situation, like, man, I know I wanted to like write features, but like I can put in very minimal effort, have a very comfortable life. And actually I like this better. And I'm like, yeah. Salute to you.
DeAndre Ayton. So this is the center for the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. One of the top three players on the Phoenix Suns the year they went to the finals. And everyone was like, so they're going to like give him the max or like extend him. And they did not. Hmm. And everyone was like, Wait, what's wrong with DeAndre Ayton? Instead of being like, wait, that is a fucked up racist franchise. And anyways, the Indiana Pacers have now offered him the max, which it seems like Phoenix was unwilling to do.
Mm-hmm.
This matters because everybody thought this was the most likely destination for Kevin Durant. And that the way they would get him there was probably in a sign and trade with DeAndre Ayton. And it seems like that is now not going to be possible because the money basically wouldn't match up.
It evaporated.
KD is stuck. He's stuck.
And I think, you know, we look at that because it's like, okay, so then if KD doesn't have much of an exit plan, does that mean Kyrie will stay with his friend? And not come to LA. I was very much like, I'll believe it when I see it with Kyrie. Like, and I'll need to see at least three games in uniform before I believe it. But we'll see, man. He's known to make quick decisions.
Yeah. I feel like they're gonna run it back and it'll be fun to watch. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We still haven't really seen them playing at full strength. I guess we saw it briefly in the Boston series, and Boston was very good and did sweep them, but yeah. I feel like if they both give come back shot. Just like at full strength, it could be fun. It could be a fun season.
Yeah, and don't worry with how lax our COVID response in this country is. The vaccine thing isn't going to even be an issue anymore. And in fact, it'll probably be a condition of playing in the NBA is you have to have COVID to be on the court.
And finally, Constance Wu is trending. Because she just released a book where she revealed like how traumatizing and awful the experience was when she tweeted like, damn, my show just got renewed, because she was like had a bunch of movies that she was working on or, you know, in the process of figuring out whether she could work on, and fresh off the book got renewed. And everyone was like, screw you, you're like
ungrateful piece of shit.
Yeah. Just really mean to her. And so she reveals in the book that she attempted suicide after that because of like just how brutal the shaming was.
Yeah. And getting DM'd, she said another Asian actress had like said that she was like a disgrace to the community and that she didn't deserve to be around and people would be better off without her. Really awful. And, you know, she's like, that's why I really wasn't on social media. I went through a really dark time. And she's like, yeah, thanks to like enough therapy and taking a break. She's like, after a little break from Hollywood and a lot of therapy, I feel okay enough to venture back on here, at least for a little bit. Glad to hear more people being honest about like their mental health, because I feel like it can be like such a unspoken topic in certain cultures. And shame is a very powerful tool in Asian culture. And I hope her healing process has been enough that she feels comfortable. And also, like, you don't got to be on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be all right not being on there. Especially if, like, you know, people are more sensitive and built differently to, like, hearing shit like that all the time. And if that doesn't work for you, there's no, you know, just you can continue to act and perform, because that's what people fuck with you for, not the tweets.
Yeah. I feel like she has enough. She, like, at her level, she has entire PR departments working on everything that is released like by her, you know, but I get like wanting to be on social media, but
yeah, it's just, and it just speaks to, again, how fucked up like people can be to each other on social media, and just how it honestly doesn't, like, for, I think a lot of, so many people think like, oh, you're a celebrity or you're wealthy, that you're somehow immune to being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And like every single person is a human being. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe chill out.
I mean, unless you're like Ken Paxton, but yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Ken Paxton. No, for real.
Back on our toxic shit.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, July 14th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Get the booster if you're eligible. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.